Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thank you ever so much for listening. However the hell you're getting us, whether you're listening as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or you are listening live. Hello, live listeners. We love you long time. However you're listening to us, we really, 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 really appreciate it. And let's see what's going on. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We're all very excited. Jesus, once again, has been invited. No response.
Yeah, what the fuck, God?
We also, standing invites for Zeus, Vishnu,
sure,
Cthulhu.
They're too busy.
Satan.
They're too busy doing fun things. They don't give a shit about this podcast.
Let's see what's going on this Faithless Friday. I'm contour stuffing. I was running a little late, so I'm...
Yeah, but that's why Zeus and Xenu and Vishla and all these other fucking... Vishla, I think, is a dog.
Well, Xenu, I don't think...
Is a god.
I don't think they look upon as a god.
Well, anyway, these gods, like...
Scientologists.
Vishla, the pugs, all the gods out there, they're too busy having fun and drinking and hanging out with Dionysus and shit like that to answer prayers.
Right, and getting mortals knocked up.
Right, they don't care.
Yahweh did, by the way. What difference is half of the mythic stories where Zeus comes down and fucks somebody and Goat Boy comes out, you know,
right,
or something
right,
like that.
Right,
some of these demigods.
Right. God did that.
It's littered with them.
God did that.
Yeah.
God did that with some tart in the desert.
Does the Bible talk about Joseph getting, you know, I don't know, a cablegram? What did they have back then? Did Joseph getting a text or, you know, something carved into the side of a goat? I don't know. Some message that said, hey, I'm God. Hope you don't mind if I inseminate your wife.
Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Christian listeners fleeing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not singling out Christianity.
No, no, no.
I don't mean to, but stay out of our yard.
What are you saying? That this whole business is strange?
All of them.
Yeah, it is weird.
I mean, explain the origin stories of every goddamn religion just about that has a god that gets worshipped. Like Buddhism, you know, is more of
there
a vibe.
For instance, Wolverine has this ability as a god to regenerate his cells, but at the same time has adamantium in his...
Right.
Those are two different separate things. That's
he's
odd.
Like the $6 million man.
No, he's not a god.
We can rebuild him.
Oh. Are you saying
we can make him better?
$6 million man might as well be a god. You're telling me Wolverine's not a god?
I had that action figure when I was a kid. $6 million man action figure. No, I think my mom sold them.
Oh,
bitch.
My God. That would be worth $6 million still in the plastic.
Oh, they weren't in the plastic. They was, I was way into directing movies and stuff with them.
Right.
And doing little I did a lot of animation.
Stop animation.
Yeah.
We did one of those once. That was fun.
With 16mm or Super 8 movies.
Super 8, that's what we used.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines this Faithless Friday.
Bobert.
Over at the... I'm really loving these cage matches. Literal, also. I, you know, I, what would...
this, you know, I don't want to see anyone get injured, but it would be pretty spectacular to watch Elon and Zuckerberg just beat the shit out of each other. I mean, that would be, I'll donate to charity to watch that.
I mean, if Kim Jong-un was injured in some horrific way, I might smile. Certainly if Putin, I would smile bigly, you know.
This is amazing news at the HuffPo. I saw this.
Yes.
The Supreme Court today rejected the Republican-led challenge to the long-blocked Biden administration policy prioritizing the deportation of immigrants who are deemed to pose the greatest risk to public safety or were picked up at the border. The Republicans are like, we want all of them. Oh, grab that toddler, launch him back over that fucking fence.
It makes, but their idea makes no fucking sense whatsoever. That makes no sense.
The justices voted 8-1. Oh, take a wild fucking guess.
Clarence.
I mean, there's a couple
Clarence.
of the lowest end of the cesspool that is the SCOTUS right now.
I mean, it could be Gorsuch. It could be Alito. But I'm going to go with Clarence for 200.
I'm thinking if it's 8-1, it's not Gorsuch.
Yeah.
Or Kavanaugh. I don't know, by the way.
Gorsuch!
I haven't scrolled down yet.
Let's. I just want to real quick, because that guy pisses me off, because that's Merrick Garland's spot. And Gorsuch is an asshole, and he's a low-key asshole, but he's a fuck.
Yeah, but stumbles into the right answer more than Alito or Clarence, who is getting my bet for this.
The problem with our Supreme Court is that a lot of them are horrible people. And if you won't wear a mask because your colleague that you're sharing in a shared space with is immunocompromised, then you're a fuckstick. And it's unfortunate because Gorsuch is on the Supreme Court. So, I mean, is this body supposed to be the best of us? Aren't the Supremes supposed to be the best of us? Why is it the Supremes in? If they're going to fucking suck shit, let's call them something else. Because it sure as shit ain't the Supreme fucking...
Well, Supreme means
shithead
court. It doesn't mean...
Supreme fucknuts.
It just means they're the highest court.
They should be exceptional people.
Well,
should
the president.
It's a shame. All these people are horrible.
So should the mayor. So should our representative.
You know why it's a shame? Because our government is set up for exceptional people that want to do the right thing.
Sorry. Interrupted Ryan to give him a treat.
They want to do the right thing. That's what our government's set up for. Clarence Thomas doesn't want to do the right thing. Alito doesn't want to do the right thing. Trump doesn't want to do the right thing.
Who's
Meadows,
your pick
all of them.
For this one?
What?
Who's your pick?
Oh, for Clarence.
The lone dissent on this one?
Sure.
The justice voted 8-1 to allow the policy to take effect, recognizing there's not enough money or manpower to deport all 11 million undocumented people.
We ain't got enough time in the
United
day.
States illegally.
Oh my God, you heartless fucks.
Louisiana and Texas had argued that federal immigration law requires authorities to detain and deport even those who pose little or no risk.
Shut the fuck up. Come on,
just
man.
Like Jesus would have wanted.
Oh, yes. Jesus would love this shit.
The courts held the states lacked legal standing to sue in the first place.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Kavanaugh wrote the opinion for the majority.
Hey,
that the executive branch has no choice but to prioritize enforcement efforts.
Yes.
Skipping. Texas and Louisiana claimed in their lawsuit they would face added costs of having to detain people the government might allow to remain free despite their criminal records. But no, not if we're prioritizing.
No. No. They don't like anything like this because it makes it look like sensible, I don't know,
decent,
immigration
kind
shit is going on.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That, and that is there. Well, I mean, Boebert's trying to impeach Biden for his that mishandling of the border.
Yeah.
Is that true, though? That was her reasoning?
Sure. I think it was a bunch of whatever she thought was going to stick, but I think the one she actually read into the record was for what he'd done at the border.
Does Louisiana have have trouble with people coming over the border in their state?
Well, and they might get into trouble because all they have to do is pull out some numbers. of what was happening during Trump's administration and see that there may have been a surge there, but it waxes and wanes, and there's nothing like record numbers leaping across the border.
And it's only going to increase because climate change, poverty.
Right, except it's going to be us leaving and going up to Canada. Congratulations, Canada's like, wall! Put up a wall! Put up a wall!
Well, yeah, that's what the end of the world's going to look like. It's going to be humans beating each other to death for that last little bit of land surrounded by water. And that last little bit of food, braining each other with rocks. And chew on a blade of grass.
Oh, we're both wrong on our choice.
Who?
Friday's decision, Kavanaugh's opinion, spoke for five justices, Justice Roberts and the three liberals. Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett agreed with the outcome, but for different reasons. Okay. Alito filed a solo dissent. Right in the original parcel tongue.
Tongue,
right? Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's the language that the serpents speak in Harry Potter.
Parcel tongue?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Parcel tongue.
Jeez. Alito.
It sounds like this.
Is Alito, are you voting like this because your little fishing buddy wants it? Is that what you want, little fuck?
He wrote, the decision improperly favors the president over Congress, and it renders states already laboring under the effects of massive illegal immigration even more helpless.
Where are you going on vacation next with your buddy? Hey, you snake. I see you. Look at me. Where are you going on vacation with your buddy next? Where? Right? Wasn't that him?
Did you see, speaking of that Conehead now, there's something about her?
Conehead Barrett?
Yeah. There's something shady with some real estate deal with her.
Oh! All these little Nazis and dirty!
And by the way, bring it! If Sotomayor has something shady, bring it! If Kagan has something shady, bring it! We want all of this brought out into the open.
Sure,
so that we can then get Congress to pass some fucking ethics, because you guys obviously ain't doing it yourselves, and we'll all be happy.
We can't even have ethic laws for our own fucking Supreme Ass Court. How sad of a country we are. This one fuck is going on vacations. Fishing vacations. This dumb shit Alito likes to sit in a boat holding a pole next to fucking, I don't know who the fuck he hangs out with. These political donors. I guarantee you, these rich fucks, when they go on vacation, I bet it's boring as fuck. I bet they sit around and they stare at each other and they wait for their sex workers to show up in whatever container they have them ordered. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? God, I hate that these...
Put a $100 bill in the N-word jar.
Take off those robes and all the ceremony, all the Supreme Court, all the honor. Fuck you. You are trash. Don't wear your robes. Show up in shorts and flip-flops, you piece of shit motherfuckers.
So there you go. That's good news.
Oh, yes.
Shocking, but good.
The dissenting and descending opinion by that fuck, that unethical little shitbag, going on your vacations. Him and Clarence Thomas, they love vacations, don't they?
Well, I love vacations.
I do too.
If some billionaire said, hey, do you want to go somewhere? I'd be like, okay.
You should have been a Supreme Court justice with no ethics, and you could go on all the vacations you want to.
Right.
Isn't that nice? All these important decisions for our fucking country. And it all hinges on whether or not those two fucks get to go on fishing trips. Is that right?
Well, yeah, on private jets. And whatever other... and then they don't recuse.
Even
if they had taken them and not claimed them, which is dubious, but apparently not illegal, they should have claimed them. And they wouldn't have this problem.
I don't understand this country. These people are allowed to do whatever. They're allowed to go work. And this Alito is allowed to sit in court and act like he's impartial and all this shit. And then they make decisions that impact gay people, trans people. They take away women's health care. And we just sit there, well, this, then they go on these vacations, these unethical trips. Oh, well, fuck them. That's what we deal with. Fuck it then.
Right.
It's fucking unacceptable. What the fuck? It really is, man. Just think about it. God. Any SCOTUSes? Were you going to go down and see the Titanic ruins?
Also, over at the Drudge Report.
Yeah, what is
the headline?
What is it, Clarence or Alito? Why don't they sign up for one of those Heaven Gates Titanic tours? Why don't they do that? That's expensive. They would love that. Get a little Buddy
they're
Harlan. That.
They like to go kill stuff out in the woods.
Yeah,
that's they're not what they're into.
They're probably listen. They're having sex parties. They're killing animals they're not supposed to. Probably on these weird ass fucking hunting trips. They don't want to go under the water and die. They're having too much of a good time being SCOTUSes and fucking us.
Drudge Report?
Oh, yes.
Drudge
yes.
Report! This is a smiley face story for the day.
Yes.
Special counsel Jack Smith is trading immunity for fake elector testimony as the January 6th probe heats up. Let's
go Jack, get him, Jack.
Jack's like, here, have 37 indictments to start as an appetizer. Meanwhile, I'll go, and that'll be on the document stuff. Meanwhile, I'm going to take a look at this January 6th stuff and see what's going on here.
Where's the special counsel to look into our SCOTUS? Where is that? Where's the Jack Smith for that shit? These fucks.
Well, there's going to, you know, the House won't do it, but the Senate is putting together a committee.
God damn.
To look at ethics, putting together legislation for some kind of
we need something.
Code of ethics for SCOTUS that includes SCOTUS.
We need something. We need revenge for the Adam Schiff censuring or whatever the fuck that was. We need revenge. Something.
Because this we're going to police ourselves bullshit. Just, it's very American, but this just doesn't work. ever.
Go get him, Jack. Get this Trump.
Special counsel Jack Smith has compelled. This is an exclusive from CNN.
Ew.
Special counsel Jack Smith has compelled at least two Republican fake electors to testify to a federal grand jury in Washington in recent weeks by giving them limited immunity.
Limited.
Part of a current that means that the others don't have limited immunity, and they know they see this story.
Yeah,
some of them are going to be like, "Well, I want limited immunity."
That's
too.
Right.
Ba-ba-ba. La 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 la. Trump did this and Trump did that. He did this and he did that.
God damn! I mean, where'd they dig up this Jack Smith guy? He's just doing all kinds of shit.
Well, right.
I love it. Clone this motherfucker. Get two more of this guy. These guys working in all shifts, every shift of the night.
Well, yeah, and if Jack Smith is looking really, really deeply into these fake elector schemes. There's got to be some sweating people that are out there.
I know.
Oh, for example, Rudy's extra tootie today in anticipation of the fact that his musical ass is getting investigated.
Oh, is he in the news?
Well, he's in this. Sent the photocopied. Here's how you do the fake electors. He sent it to.
Yes.
He just changed the state.
Well, and we know what Maddow found out, that the elector forms for every state, the real ones, are all different. They're seals, different fonts. Some don't have seals. But these, all of this, they're all the same. All the same.
I just did a search in this pretty long story over at CNN for Giuliani. Here we go.
Yes.
In recent weeks, the special counsel has also shown interest in several members of Trump's post-election legal team.
God, could you imagine sitting next to Giuliani on an airplane or a car or anything? I'm just thinking about that. Oh!
Sorry.
Going to decompress. Never mind.
The legal team who promoted baseless claims of widespread voter fraud, including his former lawyers, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell.
Damn.
As well as former Justice Department appointee Jeffrey Clark.
Everybody
tried
going
to help
to
Trump push to use the Department of Justice to overturn the election.
You go to
Giuliani
jail.
Played a key role. There you go. That's more like it. Yeah, that's more like it after that news.
No, please, we can't let him out of jail. The
Rudy lost weight after that one.
This is deport Rudy. Deport his ass, literally.
So that's there you go.
Jack,
these fake electors. If Jack is looking into that,
I have
means,
a question.
That means Tootie Rudy is in the crosshairs.
I need a meeting with Jack Smith because I have an idea for him.
I'm sure he'll take your call.
Absolutely. Hey, so he's looking into the insurrection, correct?
Hello?
He is?
Jack Smith here, yes.
Jack, are you looking at the insurrection?
Yes.
What about Jenny Thomas? Are you concerned about that or are you just going to let that shit slide?
We're on it.
Okay, that's all I needed to hear.
Right now, we're kind of focused on, we're going through Rudy's deposition.
Shit. I'm going to need
playing
some,
in the background.
I need safety goggles. I'm going to need safety goggles.
You know, whoever listened to Rudy's deposition is going to go through that and crank it up or look at it in an actual sound editor where you can see the smallest sounds. And you, because they're like, how many times? There's probably a pool. How many times do you think he farted during this deposition?
I can't even see in here. I need to turn on the fog lights. I need a mask.
So that's great news. The special counsel is giving limited immunity to some of these GOP rat fucks.
Everyone
who we know are out there.
Everyone's going to jail.
No
Steve
loyalty.
Bannon's going to jail.
Yeah. Well,
I bet he is.
Maybe.
Steve Bannon's going to jail. Mark Meadows going to jail.
I think Roger Stone has more trouble on the horizon.
Roger Stone's going to jail. What about that? Hey, you know who needs to go to jail? Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
Put me in charge. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll get revenge on these motherfuckers. Jeez.
But, Jim Brewer will testify as a character witness after he shared the stage with the general.
Can we deport the America First tour? Sorry, good boy. You're being exiled. You have been deported. Go away. I can't take it.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Jeebus.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. crabdiving.com/Amazon really does help out here. Helps Shelby get some treats.
That's right.
This is... Well, we might as well get to this story,
okay.
Which is, it's not really a headline, but it is another great story. Police department in Georgia is apologizing over using the image of a black man for a target practice.
Did we do this yesterday? Did we just
no,
talk
this
about
is
it?
Offline. We didn't have a
Crab
show yesterday.
Diving offline. Oh, that's right. Conversation. The state of Georgia. God, you guys, you're fired. You need a helper.
A police department in Georgia is apologizing after posting now deleted footage.
Fuck you!
Showing several white participants
Nine.
In a handgun training course.
Nine! You little Nazis!
Shooting a photo of a black man for target practice.
Oh, I think we could defund all this shit.
I mean, in their defense, the black man does have a gun.
Yes.
On the target.
Well, it's like what you said. What movie did they get that from?
It really does. It's very
God, like
photorealistic, and it really does look like they took it like a screen cap
of
a movie.
Is there an investigation into this? Is there an investigation?
They have thoroughly investigated themselves.
No, not them.
And they have decided that an apology is all that's necessary.
Did they have a giant box of these targets that they ordered? Why would they put these out in public? Because they don't think it's racist. That's how fucked up they are. Or they know it's racist and they love it. They love
it. Yeah, the 3%ers, the Proud Boys are like, we'll take them.
Not up.
We'll take them off your hands.
Defund this shit. Get the fuck out. Fuck you.
A representative from the police department said that the human images will no longer be used for civilian target practice.
You mean you're human, you fuck?
Following the outrage, but the images will continue to be used for law enforcement training per law enforcement training standards. So what it looks like it is, it's an image that could be used in one of those training scenarios where you're actually going through a deserted house and you're shooting shit that pops out at you. And if a little girl holding a kitten jumps out, they would prefer you not blow her away.
But a black
unless
man,
she's black, hold on. Shoot. Okay. And because that, you know, you never know what that kitten's hiding if she's black. But if, you know, it looks like one of those that would pop out and be an obvious criminal because it's a black guy wearing a stocking cap with a gun aimed at you. So that's what they mean, that they're going to still continue to use it per law enforcement training standards.
I mean, they need to, that, you know, it's like, I read this story, I forget where I read this, I think in The Root, and to me, this is where the liberals need to say, you know what? This thing the squad wants, this defund, makes a lot of sense, because this is fucking insane. This is fucking
nuts. I thought this was America, but apparently it's in Spain, in Villarrica.
Oh, Villarrica!
Georgia.
Yes. Wow.
And I was corrected yesterday offline by Ryan in my pronunciation of Villarrica, which is Villa, new word, Rica, which,
you know,
our friends that speak Spanish everywhere would pronounce Villarrica.
Villarrica. I just want to say that I'm glad that I'm the authority on how people from Georgia say shit from Spain wrong. Or
and it's not even
Spanish
like Villarrica. It's Villarrica.
They
squeeze all of the Mexican they can out of it.
Yes. And then whitify it. Villarrica. They make it as nasty as they can make it sound, too. Because I lived in Douglas County, and per capita, more Jerry Springer
guests. What was Douglas named after?
Huh?
What was Douglas County named after?
Oh, I'm sure some horrible white, Frederick Douglass.
All right, sure.
You know, that Georgia, Georgia's is kind of, well, not lately, kind of floats under the radar to me. Like, they're real shit.
How? Oh.
Well, just because the Florida men stories and all that shit.
Alabama, Mississippi, Texas.
But Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get that area below Alabama all the way to Florida, all the way to the coast. Yes. Well, that's in the north, actually. That's the north. Really, when you get anywhere outside Alabama, you can just turn up that banjo music. Because it's time to get cornholed by some rednecks. God, these dumb fucks. You know what I do? I run these dumb comedy shows, and so I'll put up comics, and I'm like, you know what? The audience, it's in comedy just like everything else. It's overrun with white dudes, right? And so I try to put up a diverse lineup, and sometimes I'm doing a show, I'm like, God, I just had three white guys go up in a row. I need to put someone else up there. And I'm sensitive to that, I guess. But these fucking cops had people visiting, taking pictures, and it never occurred to them that they should be embarrassed. Of these
and then they posted
targets.
All of them up on their Facebook. Line. Yeah. Hey, look at the civilian shooting range, whatever the fuck they had, training course that we put up. Look at all
squirt,
the black
squirt.
Look at all the black
squirt,
people.
Squirt,
you can come
squirt.
Shoot.
They love it, dude. They love it. They and really, I'm sure they were surprised. I'm sure the cops were like, "Holy shit, I didn't see this coming." Well, yes, because you're institutionally racist,
right, you know what I mean?
You love this. Fuck off, cops. You fucking pigs. You racist fucking pigs. Go fuck yourself.
Villarrica Mayor Gil McDougal.
Boo! Big McDougal! My name's Gil McDougal! Boo!
Ordered the images to be removed from social media.
Who told you to do that, Gil?
And for an independent firm to investigate the incident.
Listen, this is how racist. God, do you realize that these cops in Villarrica are so fucking racist? An independent firm has to waddle down there and tell them not to just use pictures of black men on their fucking on their shooting targets.
Right.
They should be fired. If they're this fucking racist and didn't even think of that, these are the worst people to be cops. Fuck off. Go back in time and go to Nazi Germany and be a little Nazi fuck.
Villarica.
Are you Googling it?
There's nothing to Google. I'm just seeing what...
There's nothing there.
Well, I'm just seeing what... I Googled Villarica police to see how many black people they've shot recently.
Villarica is the community that you drive through when you're coming from where I lived, the Jerry Springer capital of the world, to Alabama to buy fireworks.
Is it like a nice community?
What do you mean?
Is it upscale? Is it downscale? Is it?
No, it's like, no. It's nothing really. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a bunch of these, subdivisions to get put up with these, you know, homes. It's like an hour away from Atlanta. There's nothing much. I don't know culturally. I don't know what you want me to say.
Here's a headline. Here's a headline from a couple years ago. Force quote was appropriate in arrest. Villarica police say.
Oh, I bet it was.
I'm sure it was.
Hey, honestly, who gives a flying fuck about these targets? That to me, who cares? That's just shows us who they are. These racist fucks look into these motherfuckers. Fuck the targets. See what they're doing when they pull people over of color and see how they treat them. That's what, to me, would be interesting. Yes, we know they're racist. What a shock. But look into how they're policing now. Right? That should be a sign.
If you're looking to open a business, a month ago, Villarica reopened liquor store permit applications.
Let me tell you something. That's the best idea. If you're going, go to a liquor store, sell fucking booze to these fucks. They love booze up there. Oh, man.
So there you go. Villarica police putting up a whole series of photos of an event. Where all the targets were a black guy.
But that's the distraction.
Nobody said, and the pictures are ridiculous. It's like just like string of a dozen of this black guy standing there pointing a gun at you, with these white people standing. Really,
of
close,
course,
I think.
Get new
these,
target.
These people must be bad shots because they seem really close,
Of course, get rid of these targets, of course, with the just black people on them.
And then they
we
want to
shoot all people.
Then they zoom in.
Yeah.
So Ryan and I were talking. This has to be some poor actor who answered a non-union call for some stock photography. And next thing you know, he's getting shot in Georgia when he gets pulled over because he's wearing a stocking cap and some cop flashes back to training.
That was, you know, I was reading these stories. Where is the name of the print model in the story?
Oh, yeah.
Has no one reported the fucking name? That would... Sometimes we do these stories. I'm like, that's a basic question. Who is that? Have you seen that information or anybody even wonder who the fuck that was? I have not. Who is it?
I'm sorry. I'm scrolling down the CNN story about special counsel trading immunity.
Yeah.
And right after the part about Rudy, there's a picture of Rudy at a press conference pointing to a map.
Yeah.
Multiple pathways to victory with with Sidney Powell standing behind him wearing that faux leopard skin fabric sweater. And Rudy's got the hair dye rolling down the side of his head. You have to look closely. I was like, oh, there's Rudy with the map. I was like, oh my God, it's the one where his hair dye was running.
I now, you know what I want to do now? Not to go back to this Target thing.
Go ahead.
Let's everyone find somebody, get a Jack Smith type to investigate these fucking cops and see what their targets look like. Do they all have these targets? and really, if a cop, if this police department, is it a sheriff's department? Is that what it was? I forgot.
Villarica Popo.
If the PD in Villarica use only black people for target pictures of black people, I'm sure they would have just black people if they could. But
no, the sheriff's department is going to take them off of their hands for him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sell them to
and use
sheriff's
them.
Department. Yeah.
We'll take them. Fuck that.
But it's not. It's okay. The target is bad, but the target tells you that they're racist. And so now you need to see if the police are targeting black people unfairly, which they probably are. I mean, they are literally in that picture. I mean, right? Aren't you curious to see what else is going on?
Yeah.
It's an onion. Let's dig down. Who cares about this? Let's find out what's really going on with these motherfucking pigs.
Community outraged, it says.
Hell yes. I mean.
Speaking of. Crab diving follow up.
Crab diving follow up.
I told the story of one of these auditors that, I mean, she literally was on the public square out in front of the Cook County Courthouse in Chicago.
Yeah.
Where people sit and eat their fucking lunches with the fancy artwork and the fountains and shit.
That's nice.
And she was out there taking pictures, but then some waddler, some big old fat white Chicago cap came walking over and was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm taking pictures out here in the public space." And he's like, "You can't take pictures of the courthouse."
Yeah.
She's like, "I can't take pictures in the courthouse."
Right.
I can take pictures of the courthouse from the public. No, you can't. And you can't. Blah, blah, blah. The usual auditor cop lies. Then he's like, "Give me your ID." She's like, "What crime do you suspect me of committing?" He goes, "You're filming."
That's not a crime,
there you
fuck.
Go. You can't explain that, though. Well, he's a Chicago cop who's been put on one of the probably simplest duties, just checking the door, running the door at the fucking courthouse.
Yeah.
He's like the TSA. He puts your wallet in the bin and slides it through the metal detector because he was out on the street for 25 years beating up black kids, and now they've given him some cushy job.
Fuck this. I mean, the whole, like,
is there a good- we did the story, and they arrested her.
Oh, shit.
For nothing.
Yeah.
Finally, someone with a brain was like, "You got to let her go, you know."
Yeah.
No charges or anything. Yeah. She's now suing the fuck out of them. And their depositions were put online, and they've gone viral now because of how stupid these two cops are and ignorant of
the law.
One of the most, it's not like some obscure
bullshit
fishing
law
on a Thursday wearing a pink tutu law. It's basic detention. Who can you detain? Who can you not detain? When can you detain? Can you not detain?
What is it terrorizing?
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to get another glass of water. I just spilled water.
Before the show, I spilled water all over there.
Oh, okay. So here's the audio of the one of these cops. This is the deposition from the original cop. Then gets a female cop because he doesn't want to. Shockingly, he doesn't want to grope and search. This poor victim of who was taking pictures. And now, yes, she is an auditor. She was taking pictures maybe for a long time. Maybe they're used to tourists taking pictures and shit. But then they're not used to someone like just sitting there taking pictures of the doorway for a while or whatever. Not illegal. And yeah, a lot of these auditors depending on the auditors, some of them are obnoxious and I don't find them helpful to the cause. Hold on. I'm closing the door because of the dog. I don't find them helpful to the cause. Some of these guys, but a lot of them are just, they're just out filming and people approach them and, people call the cops, but there's no expectation of privacy in public. You can't, if somebody's walking down the street and they're filming, you can't, and they're just, you know, like doing a TikTok or some shit like that. You can't complain about it. I was trying to wait for you
so I could
play the audio. Here's the... this is the dumb cop. So the big oaf cop doesn't want to, like I said, shockingly violate this woman.
Yeah.
Physically, even though he's violating her rights already.
Yes.
So he calls a female cop to, you know, search her and everything.
Right.
Here's part of her deposition. This just shows you these people.
Yeah, I believe what you told her was that she's going to see the judge for recording at a courthouse, and she may or may not go home tonight. Remember saying that?
I do not.
Listen to these cops.
Is that something you would say?
No.
You wouldn't say something like that. Because it's not true, right? But it's definitely something that you would not say, right?
Correct.
At one point, I think you said to her, this is your last chance or you're going to be arrested. Ever say that to her?
No.
Take you downstairs, then you will be arrested. We will fingerprint you, so you may or may not go home tonight.
Did you hear a woman's voice just say you may or may not go home tonight?
Yes.
Who owns that voice? Do you know?
That was me.
So you would say something like that?
I guess I did, yes.
Is there anything else that I'm going to have to show you video footage for in order to get a truthful answer?
Ooh.
Damn.
Is there anything else I'm going to have to show you video footage of to get a truthful answer?
If you've got any more questions, then you might have to do that.
Does that sound like something you would say? No. Does this sound like something you would ever say? No. Here's the tape of you saying it.
It's very Trumpian, though.
Right, right.
I mean, that's
and then, oops, I guess I did say it.
Yeah.
And then that's argumentative, which the other lawyer probably objected at that point. But fuck it, it's on.
Right,
it's in
right.
The, you know, it's in the record.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying it. It's like you're saying it.
So I just wanted to play that to let you know that those depositions are out there. Go to YouTube. Go to police depositions are probably the most the most popular one over at YouTube. But
that guy, I mean, that's what you got to ask Trump. Do we have to play videotapes of you saying everything you said that you didn't say you said?
Yeah, there may be more tapes. We don't know.
Well, and what's his face? Somebody, Jonathan Lemire or something on MSNBC said exactly what you said. This they have interviews.
Yeah.
It's plural. It's
right.
Not just one.
Yeah, the filing. And then everyone that's been looking at, you know, Don finally got the discovery. And they had to order him.
Yes.
To, like, not disclose. Because they'll say, like, Trump employee number one. He knows who Trump employee number one is.
Well, it's got to be.
So he knows everybody now that's ratted on him that testified what they said. All the experts are like, you know, the judge, well, first of all, the judge had to literally be like, don't tamper with the witnesses. Don't disclose any of this information.
Right.
And everybody that knows Trump is like, oh my God, he is so tampering and threatening the witnesses, you know, now.
But it's a federal case.
I'm just saying.
I mean, he could get in
He's
trouble.
Not going to be able to stop himself.
Yeah.
He won't be able to stop himself.
I mean, they could. Put him in
good.
Jail. They could put him in jail.
Good.
And that would stop him.
Yes.
Ooh, we're about to get serious with these Nazis. I like it.
Morning Joe said, if the jury finds him guilty of one of the charges out of the 37 so far.
Yes.
He can't be president because he's a felon.
Right. Right. You know, I mean, that, you know what? Look at the Republican Party. They have a guy with all these charges against him, all these indictments, and no one can unseat him as the top as a front runner in their primary.
Right, because they love him.
I don't understand this.
The Republicans love him.
Gary Hart had this person sit on his lap, you know, and there was
a plant. Literally a plant. That the Republicans hired to have her go sit on his lap. That's come out.
You can think of so many of these shitbag Republicans that get in trouble and then they just stay in public office. Right. What Democrat is still around that got in trouble? Ted Kennedy is the only one I could think of that had that kind of stay in power. He drove somebody into the water and left him there to die.
He did.
And he
came out unscathed, literally and figuratively. Yeah.
Yeah. He left her down there and he went and had a sandwich, I think. And then did something about it.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
G-Bus is not in the house.
Yet to return our calls.
Yeah, he's not good about that. And prayers, too. So whatever.
Kent Christmas has done lost his mind.
What's wrong with him?
the last one we played, I think, was this one where he's saying that the Christians need to, quote, get a hold of some passion and be willing to die, basically. Quote, you want to know why the Muslim faith has had its advancements? Because the Muslims are willing to die for their beliefs. They were willing to strap bombs to their chest.
Wait a second.
He's telling his crowd.
Did Jesus tell people to do that when he was divvying up the fish and bread? That doesn't
sound... You want to know why the Muslim faith has had its advancements? It's because the Muslims were willing to die for their belief. They were willing to strap bombs to their chest. They believed in the afterlife. God, give us some men and women that'll get a hold of some passion in their...
God, give us some men and women that'll give us some passion.
This guy looks like he stepped off the set of Righteous Gemstones. He is insane. The whole look of this guy.
Yeah, overworked out. He's like the rat old man.
He's taking steroids.
Preacher or something.
I mean, there's no way. Yeah,
he's supplementing his testosterone level.
And he's wearing his grandchild's clothes or something like that. They're just
a little snug, the shirts. Yeah. From the Kent Christmas line.
It's weird. And then it's a man of God, right, telling his followers to do
an obvious good, but you know, hair plugs.
That are
swept back in a I don't know.
It's
in an Elvis.
I don't know.
Kind of like late fat Elvis hairdo.
He looks like him and like John Travolta would make a good couple. I don't know why. They look similar styles.
I don't know.
And in their spirit, it says, I will lay down my life for the gospel.
Yeah, what trash. You're not even making jokes, you fuck.
Well, that was last week.
You're just lathering these people up. God, it's so cheap.
That was last week.
Oh, okay. Is he apologizing this week for saying that?
So now he's because even in some of the Christian rags like Charisma News and CNS and I think that's Charisma News,
right?
But they were like, did this pastor just suggest Christians should be suicide bombers? Was the headline there?
Yeah.
Christians are like, oh, wait a second.
Wait.
I mean, I hate the gays and the blacks and everything, but I ain't blowing myself up.
Shit, man.
And
neither is Kent Christmas.
Exactly.
I mean, look at that guy. He gets manicures, pedicures, works out all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas that is not a guy that's blowing himself up.
I have a different Bible scene carved as a topiary with my pubic area every month.
It's hard to know when you're making a joke about what these people would actually say, but I assume that's hyperbole. Oh, what a horrible dude. What's he like at home? Does he walk around like this at home? Just like, granddaddy's been at the gym again. Head for the hills.
He's in the spa.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some 19-year-old assistant that he's pastoring.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. You want to take dictation directly from Jesus's penis?
Kent Christmas, everybody.
What a great guy. Where's he playing this week? Where can we see him?
Also in the news.
Yay! All these fascists. It's so great. God, these cops are just like, we've only got 350 more of these targets left.
God, is this true? The Wagner Group is now turning and will be fighting against the Russians.
Yes.
After the Russians apparently bombed a bunch of their people.
Yes. I read that was actually going on like a while back too. It's a real
Wagner's
nine
commander released a video. Is this in
Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin and Russia's top military brass? This is part of Prigozhin's video, which was posted on Telegram.
Why was the war needed? The war was needed so that a handful of scumbags could have a blast and get PR attention showing how strong the army is.
Holy fucking
the truth
shit.
Be hitting the fan. And even over at the Drudge Report, I saw another headline that was like, Russian Civil War? Question mark?
God. Well, I mean, it must be fucking crazy. Over
so they're vowing, the chief is vowing retaliation, said that the Russian military group, this is Yevgeny Prigozhin, owner of the Wagner Pillar Military Group, accused Russia's military of launching missile strikes on his training camps,
damn,
killing an enormous amount of troops. He's pledging to retaliate, raising the prospect of open conflict within Russia.
Damn! Well, there must be that going on anyway, and if they're, I don't know, it must be fucking just pandemonium over there, right? I mean,
Russia's FSB security service has opened a criminal case against Prigozhin on charges inciting mutiny.
Yes.
But I mean, these are top crew, you know, these are these top mercenaries. That,
right.
This is kind of all he's got.
Yeah.
The best troops he's got.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, 50-year-old guys that they're kidnapping off the streets of Moscow and sending them to the front line. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, who commands the Wagner group then? Is it
this dude that made the video? He's the owner of the whole.
And there's this one guy decides what all these
people
do.
Well, they
do.
Have a military structure. So yeah. I'm sure, you know, he calls the main shots and then
yeah.
Trickle down.
The Wagner group has more is more powerful than what Russia has left in their military.
Well, they're better trained and they know what they're doing as opposed to some schmuck, you know, who was a florist in Vladivostok.
Right. Where's that? Who the fuck knows?
Hey, man.
So Kent Christmas getting some flack in Ukraine. We talked about that.
Yes.
This Faithless Friday. Look at time flying. Already coming up on the top of the hour here, everybody. There's no traffic here.
G-Bus.
At the corner I'm looking at.
Is in the house. Wait, is not in the house.
If he is.
He hasn't called in or
come on in,
up.
Grab a mic. Do you need one?
I don't need a soundboard.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't need that. They he's busy walking on the neighbor's pool.
Yeah.
Check this out. Also in the news, I'm just scanning some of the other headlines.
Yeah, yeah.
Says GOP 24 hopefuls court evangelicals as they struggle with abortion.
Jeez.
Well, so they want the evangelicals to love them, but the evangelicals say no abortion, no exceptions.
You don't understand. Yeah, that's saying like,
right.
You know,
and I saw a couple stories yesterday of just how especially these purpley Republicans, purple state Republicans are losing their minds.
Yeah.
With these lunatics, with Boebert's performance art, with MTG's antics, with all of these Comer and his pointless, we got him, we got tapes. Well, we don't have tapes. There's a tape, but we nobody's seen it.
you know, it's confusing because it's like, don't they like this? Don't they like the chaos? Don't Steve Bannon?
Yes,
types,
those guys.
They love it.
But the purple state Republicans know that there's no way in hell they're going to win re-election, and they've only got a 5 or 6 seat lead, right?
Yeah, it's the death
so
of the Republicans.
They can't afford to lose all the swing state votes.
But you know what? Florida is purple. Is it Florida purple? I thought at one point Florida was purple.
Kind of. The last election was fucked.
So is DeSantis not going to pay a price in this state in an election for all this fucking medieval legislation he has? Won't he get voted out?
One would hope if there's a big wave, but he's not running. You know, he's running for president. But
that's true.
If there's a big wave.
He's not going to run for governor and president.
He just did run for governor.
Oh, yeah, so. He just did. So that's 4 years.
And then they passed a law just for him. There used to be a law that said if you're running for national office, you can't be governor, because they wanted somebody who wouldn't be busy, who wanted to maybe run the state and help the people of Florida like he was elected to, instead of off running around the country sucking old Republican donor dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know why anybody is would vote for that guy. He has the worst fucking personality.
During a recent meeting between Trump and a group of pastors at the First Church of the Open Bible, the First Church of the Open Bible in Des Moines, one attendee raised concern about the former president's criticism of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' 6 weeks ban on abortion, asking why he appeared to be backpedaling on the issue. Trump responded with a defense of his record, telling the group, I moved the pro-life issue in a better place of negotiation because of the removal of Roe v. Wade. But the answer, some of these evangelicals don't like that answer. They want a full, they want a full ban, no exceptions. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church. Out, come on, hey.
She won't listen to me. Hey. I tried to make her go out of the studio, but.
Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, who has backed Trump since 2015, offered a different take after speaking to the former president about his refusal to take a position on the federal abortion ban. Jeffress said conservative evangelical Christians are still, quote, overwhelmingly supporting Trump.
Yeah.
He said, but this is the guy who's in every single picture of any group of those leeches that were literally touching Trump and praying for him. And all those pictures of the pastors would show up.
I love those pictures so much. That's just total fucking. Those pictures are the reason Christopher Guest can't do a spoof, a mockumentary on all this shit.
So, yeah, this is over at the Washington Post about how these GOPers are trying to walk a line.
Yeah.
Except for Mikey Pence, who sticks to, has always been pro-life. I'm pro-life. I'm not afraid to say it.
I'm not afraid to say it in the calmest, most milquetoast voice you could ever imagine.
Since Roe was overturned, voters have repeatedly showed their support for abortion rights by striking down anti-abortion amendments, even in conservative states such as Kentucky and Kansas.
Yes.
Democrats seized on the issue during the midterms, winning more victories than expected in competitive races as they made abortion rights the central issue, which should be the central issue again.
That's great.
Despite the favorable climate for Republicans, that was in the midterms.
Yes.
More than a quarter of voters, all voters, said abortion was the most important issue. And about three quarters of them voted Democratic.
Damn. See, it's like we got all these weird fucking right wing nut job podcasts and Fox News and OAN, I guess. And what's the other one? Newsmax.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make it seem like most of the country thinks like True News. They count. It thinks like those people, Rick though, Wyatt, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Most people don't think like them. Right?
Right. None of their policies are popular. None of their policies are popular.
So why is it a central issue on the ballot? That doesn't make sense to me. If most people think women should have the freedom to do whatever they want with their fucking health care, then why is abortion such a central issue? Because
they fire up the dummies. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're coming for your guns.
It's a wedge issue.
The blacks are coming to get you.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same old shit with these fucks.
Also in the news this Faithless Friday.
Yes.
This is that guy. Is he running for governor now?
Yeah.
Mark Robinson in North Carolina. This is that crazy pastor. Who got his butt whipped. I think he was running for Congress or something last time.
Not lieutenant governor?
Maybe. That's last time?
It's not the guy we played before, right?
No, he was lieutenant governor.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Maybe this is the guy.
That guy was lieutenant governor.
Maybe this
governor.
Is the guy. Maybe he's going to run for governor. But this is who they are. Here you go.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful state back home. And a few weeks back, I made the announcement that I'm running for governor of that state. And not only are we running for governor, doggone it, we're going to win. There's some naysayers out there that say, oh, that guy, he can't win the race. He's too far right. He's something wrong with him. He's crazy. Simple fact of the matter is, I'm not crazy. Because normal, ordinary, looks crazy to the insane. And what we're facing is the insane. So
normal looks crazy to the insane. And what we're facing is the insane. This is the guy who's like saying we're bringing Jesus back.
Yeah.
To schools.
Well, he's a fascist.
We're bringing. Yeah, yeah.
I remember the clips we played of him before. I mean, this guy is fucking nuts. Yeah, you are crazy.
Ordinary looks crazy to the insane. And what we're facing is the insane. So if they want to call me crazy, they want to call you crazy, let them call us that. Yes, sir. I look crazy to you because you're insane.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right-wing fascist logic. Christo-fascist logic. Here's some of his hit list.
Is that guy going to win the governorship?
To wrestle this away from those folks. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it is flat-out child abuse. And take your children and tell them they have to attend school. Don't have a choice. And then some of them will tell them they don't want you to have a choice where they go.
Jeez.
So, you know, he's talking about school vouchers, of
right,
course,
right.
Because he thinks we should all pay to indoctrinate children into their creepy, creepy kid fucking cult.
They make the voucher thing sound not as crazy as it is when they talk about it for some reason. Because it's nuts. It's like tax dollars to teach people science fiction.
Where they go.
I don't know why it's locking up.
Take out the science, I guess.
But anyway, he goes on to say, there's no reason anybody anywhere in America should be telling any child about transgenderism, homosexuality, any of that filth. Tell them about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a case I saw where...
Act like it doesn't exist.
Where some teacher got in trouble because he had a picture of him and his husband on his desk at school.
God, that's so crazy.
And some mother lost her mind.
We're not this fucking stupid. I mean, some of us are, but we have to be nice to the stupid people. Fuck that. God, fuck that. It's so stupid. Grow the fuck up.
He is the North Carolina Lieutenant Governor.
Fuck you if you fucking voted for this guy. This fascist. That guy's a fascist.
He told another crowd, the Christian patriots of this nation will own this nation and rule this nation.
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
You're facing federal government, and let's face it, is tyrannical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is tyrannical. Yeah. Guys, this is the type of government the Second Amendment was made for.
This government is tyrannical.
Yes.
This is the type of government the Second Amendment was made for, says the lieutenant governor.
I mean, this is not the first time.
Of North Carolina.
Didn't Trump reference the Second Amendment once?
Yeah, yeah, about Hillary.
Run, and then some other candidate has done the same. I mean, are we into the point now where the Republicans say Second Amendment and they're sort of saying, hey, get your guns, go do violence? Is that what he's saying? What else does he mean? These people are fucking nuts.
What is this? Some claims of a military coup in Russia as Wagner declares war on the Russian military of defense.
Jeez.
Like there's some stuff going on maybe in Russia.
Right. Oh, yeah, it sounds like there's some shit going on in Russia. Man, it must be so fucked up. God.
Igor Girkin, ex-Russian Federal Security Service, stated the military coup attempt has begun. Multiple sources are claiming that an emergency statement is being prepared by Russia's Ministry of Defense. Other sources are claiming Russia's National Guard is on alert. Prigozhin's audio message 16 minutes ago says, details start emerging. The Minister of Defense urgently arrived to Rostov in order to conduct an operation to destroy PMC Wagner. He used artillerymen and helicopter pilots covertly to destroy us.
Wow. So the Wagner group is doing a coup on Russia.
Yeah, Prigozhin said he's got 25,000 mercenaries that are will now be turning on Russia.
How does someone get a private army so large that they can take over a country? Or
right-wing money.
That much money?
Yeah, sure. Fuck.
Should we be worried about these fucking militias over here? I mean, fuck, guys. All of a sudden, you look around, it's like, this guy, and it's probably... I mean, is it good there's a military coup happening over there? Is it good for Ukraine?
Allegedly, Putin is aware of the situation unfolding. All necessary measures are being taken, says the Russian press secretary, Dmitry Peskov. So that's a lie.
Yeah.
It says, according to the National Anti-Terrorism Committee, the allegations spread on behalf of Yevgeny Prigozhin have no basis.
Right.
In connection with these statements, the FSB of Russia initiated a criminal case on the fact of calling for an armed rebellion. We demand that illegal actions be stopped immediately. Ukrainian sources are talking about infighting among Russian troops.
No, that's...
After Prigozhin's statements, a case was initiated on a call for an armed rebellion.
Damn. Shit.
The leftovers of the Wagners on the outskirts of Bakhmut opened fire on the regular roads of the Russian Federation.
Holy shit.
Systematic strikes are now being carried out on the positions of the Russians.
Wow. So what happened? Did somebody just pay off this guy?
The impression is that part of the Russian regular troops are killing their own, and it seems that part of the military is supporting Prigozhin. While it's not clear what's finally happening, it's a bloodbath. So he might have gotten operatives to infiltrate the Russian troops, who they've probably been working with.
Holy shit.
And got them to turn against Russia. Now, especially if Putin knew there was something going on and launched this strike and really did kill all these all these mercenaries, this is huge.
But is it, I mean, is it going to be successful?
I don't know.
Man.
We'll have to determine how deep it goes. I mean, Putin might be taking a walk out of a window. Pretty
Putin's
soon.
Calling this guy and he's like, what's going on? Why are you shooting at us?
What's around? It? Putin bombed them.
Putin bombed them first.
Yeah. Oh. Allegedly.
What are the motivations with that shit? Why would he do that if they were working?
Because
for him?
He thought this guy was going to do exactly what he's doing.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Trump.
And he even said the Putin's reason for invading the Ukraine was a lie.
Right. He said that.
The Prigozhin.
Hey, Republicans, this is how these totalitarians end up. You know, like Putin's going to get thrown out of a window by these guys.
Says the evil Russian defense ministry must be stopped.
Damn.
So the FSB has opened a criminal case for armed mutiny against him and the Wagner group. Moscow is on high alert, it says.
Oh, I bet. Shit. So what happened? I wonder what happens to the Wagner group. I mean... What kind of... Their ownership lives in England, right?
Well, yeah, the rich guys aren't going to be out fighting.
Well,
are you crazy?
How are we able to have...
They're at home masturbating to the live webcam of the body cams of these guys.
I'm confused. Like, let's say I could open up an LLC and say, I'm starting my own army, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Well, isn't that weird?
Define army.
This. I mean, what we're talking about.
You and a group of gun enthusiasts want to go out in the woods and shoot on private property or something?
How many people are members of the Oath Keepers? How many Oath Keepers are there?
I don't know.
I mean, I want to know that. We should know. 25,000 mercenaries in that Wagner group?
That's left. He said they killed 10,000 people, he thinks. Said Prigozhin.
Man. So, like,
crazy.
So the Wagner group is superior to the Russian military, some of them.
Individually, yeah, sure. The Russian troops are shit.
Yeah.
They're down to conscripts. They're literally grabbing old guys off the street. Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah. How old are you? 50? You got both legs? Come on.
Maybe it won't last much longer. Whatever is going on there. I mean, everything's going to be fucked up. Wow, that's crazy.
So breaking news there. That's crazy. Yeah. More news coming out about this OceanGate thing. I mean,
yes.
OceanGate exaggerated details of industry partnerships behind the Lost Titan submersible.
Fucking God, I get it. Oh, I'll go on this. Boeing made a part on it. I feel good about it. Is that it? And they lied? They put a Boeing label or some bullshit on their fucking...
There was one guy who told a story. He went down to the Titanic with... It wasn't this company. It was a different... I think it was a different company. And he said he was watching out the porthole. And he's like, he was amazed at how, you know, one half of the Titanic, when it broke in half, half flipped over and landed bottom up on the bottom.
Right,
and
right.
The other half is laying, you know, like it was. And that the propeller is very visible. And he said, I remember just seeing, like, looking out the portal and thinking, wow, this propeller is amazing and how silver it looks.
Yeah.
You know, with the light, obviously, right. from the submersible. And he goes, then I thought, wow, we're coming up on it awfully fast. And then all of a sudden he sees the pilot like,
do a bunch of
working
bullshit.
The PlayStation. Yeah.
Was it a PlayStation controller?
I don't know. But working the controls, and all of a sudden they slammed into it and got stuck in the propeller. They got caught in an underwater.
A current?
A current. Yeah.
And they got stuck in the propeller of the.
Of Titanic. The Titanic.
God.
They got caught up in it. And he goes, it was a good 4 or 5 minutes. And all you could hear was like the engines, like, ree, ree, like this loud noise of the engines. And the guy trying to work the submersible out of.
Well, at least it had controls.
Yeah. And they were talking to he said they were, he was always in contact with the surface too.
They couldn't do that on the Heaven's Gate submarine. Well, it's impossible.
These guys could.
God, these guys suck.
And he said they never lost contact with the surface.
Wow.
So they were a little better off. He said, but nobody was saying anything because you're like, okay, let the experts do what they're just gonna do. And he said, finally, all of a sudden the loud whirring and everything just stopped.
Ugh.
And it was quiet. And he said, he looked over, he said, I finally decided it was time. I looked over at the pilot. It was like some Russian guy.
Yeah.
And he said, and he looked at him and was like, well, and Russian guy goes, no problem. they got him out and he wiggled them out. And then they were like, we're getting out of here.
We're going. What more does the ocean or the planet need to tell you about that part of the world? Don't go there.
But this guy was like one of the first journalists. He's a journalist.
Jeez.
And he's like, he said, I'm afraid of the water. But he's like, for my job, I decided, okay, I'm going to do this.
Fuck that, man.
And now he's talking about, he goes, you know, this whole story is giving me like PTSD.
Of course, man.
And flashbacks
but
to this.
But it sounds.
He's like, I thought we were going to die.
But he was in a real submarine with real controls and not just a little hole to shit in and a controller and, you know, a bunch of bullshit.
And still got stuck in the propellers.
Yeah, they made it out. My God. Quit going to the fucking Titanic.
So yeah, we're finding out all these quotes from this owner, this Ocean's Gate stuff, and about safety is overrated kind of stuff, you know. And he said, "What is it? Why get out of bed? It's not safe to everyday life isn't safe. Why do you even get out of bed?" Kind of thing.
You're such a fucking idiot. You're a rich dumb fuck.
You're talking to no one.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. They're not down there anymore. They're not there anymore. Well, the company
no longer
exists.
With us. Yeah.
There must be shareholders to sue, or a board to sue.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it's publicly traded, is it?
There must be people that still own assets of that company that, I don't know. Shit, man.
Now they're saying that the Coast Guard and definitely picked up the sound of the implosion kind of at the same, right after they lost contact. But now accusations are flying because, like, they're thinking the Ocean Gate people also knew.
So if they already
that
knew,
it was probably gone. Why did they wait 8 hours?
People risking their lives to go out in that horrible climate and look for people that don't fucking exist.
Well, from the Coast Guard standpoint, they said we had the data, we had that sound,
yes,
but it wasn't definitive, and you have to err on the side of.
That's true.
Hope and think maybe, you know, one thing went bad and created a big loud noise or whatever, but they're still alive or whatever. He said we couldn't not keep looking for them.
Why did they say the search area was so large then if they knew where that sonar came from?
They didn't.
The sound. They heard it.
Well, they heard it, but they didn't know where it comes from because water fucks up sounds.
Listen, I've seen Hunt for Red October, and if you can hear it, you can find it, I think. That's what Samuel Jackson kind of said, didn't he, in that movie? I don't know, man. Fuck this Titanic shit. Fuck that. God. Just go see the fucking movie if you're that obsessed with it.
Well, yeah, and then I saw, you know, the portals. The portal's like, you know, I don't know, a foot and a half or whatever to look out. So you're very limited. But then they said, well, whoever's not sitting in the portal, they have access to all the outside cameras they can look at on tablets and stuff. I'm like, I can look at that from the surface, from the beach, laying on the beach. With the laptop, I'll watch that footage. I don't need to be down there.
This whole story to me, the whole submarine thing, this is all very gross big tech people that are like, we don't need all these bulky,
rich people.
Yeah, but we don't need all these stupid controls. We just need this little thing, this little PlayStation. We don't even need seats. There weren't even seats.
You know, they refuse to get certified. Now, there are no laws governing this, is the part of the issue. You know, it's out in international waters, too. I don't know what you could do. But there is an international group that offers certifications by experts that everybody goes through. All these deep sea companies go through this certification because it's the smart thing to do.
They don't want
these motherfuckers did not and would not do it.
Why? Because they wanted to. They didn't want
to
be told.
Screw your regulations. Yeah,
it's fucked up because they didn't do it because they knew they wouldn't pass. But aren't they worried about dying in the ocean like they did?
Well, there you go.
Not
the smartest move.
No. And you've seen the Titanic. Who gives a fuck? I'm sorry. We've got enough info on the Titanic.
Donald Trump fired off a series of desperate pleas on Truth Social yesterday.
Yay!
Including multiple appeals to Congress to bail him out.
9!
Hours after news broke, the Justice Department turned over the first batch of evidence it plans to use against him. All caps. Yesterday morning,
yes,
Trump wrote, "Congress, please investigate the political witch hunts against me currently being brought by the corrupt DOJ and FBI who are totally out of control."
Right.
He also tweeted, where is it, about the truth?
Yeah.
That it was a plant, this bullshit that... Congress will hopefully now look at the ever continuing witch hunts and all caps election interference against me
on perfectly legal boxes where I have no doubt that information is being secretly planted, in quotes,
by the
scoundrels in charge.
So wait a second. What's the truth? Were there documents mixed in with the golf shirts, like you said in that weird-ass interview, or...
Those pants are planted. I would never wear that color.
A little fascist, little Keebler elves, little Democratic elves. Democrat elves are planning...
Those are 52 waist. I have 36. Those aren't mine.
Yeah.
So yeah, Trump melting down.
Yes.
Truth Social. Another one, all caps. This continuing saga is retribution against me for winning, and even more importantly to them, election interference regarding the 2024 presidential election. It will be their... Oh, T-H-E-R-E. It will be their updated form of rigging our most important election.
Is it the most important election where you can't figure out which there to use?
Look at the polls. They can't beat me. Parentheses. MAGA! Exclamation point. They can't beat me. MAGA!
Oh,
at the ballot box, the only way they can win is to cheat. Stop them now. Oh, God. Talk about projection. It's just an art form among these Republicans.
It seems like... Why is he allowed to say this shit? I mean, I guess the prosecution would want him to say this shit because it's just evidence they can use against him, right?
Yeah, the judge has suggested he not do this.
Well, they gave him a gag order with the defamation thing.
Yeah.
So why don't they do that with this?
They kind of did. The judge told them, don't talk about it. Definitely don't talk to the witnesses.
Right. He works with that one guy. What's his fuck?
Get Meadows on the line.
Yeah.
Find Meadows.
Ooh, I don't know. Do you think they're looking for him?
That rat.
Do you think Trump took somebody aside and said, listen, I need you to find Meadows. Get to him.
I think Meadows has already done song.
Right.
And now with the news that these some of these rat electors are flipping.
Surely Trump wasn't like, listen, I really need you to do this for me. I mean, was he?
We'll find out.
I mean, did he talk to him like one-on-one and shit?
Well, you know, they're going to, didn't Rudy go, I mean, I hate to go back to the farter, but didn't Rudy testify? Didn't we find out that Rudy testified? Or gave a deposition or something? I mean...
About the documents?
No, about the January 6th.
January 6th.
About the electors.
I think so. Didn't he talk to the January 6th committee?
He did. I thought maybe I saw that he was... He testified for Jack Smith, too.
And we wondered if they were... If it was remotely or if they had to be in the room with him.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Medic!
I'm sorry, I had the beans for lunch.
Ventilation! We need ventilation!
Also in the news, yes. We got some time left here. This is great.
Yes.
The House Freedom Caucus has now gotten to the point where they are floating purging some of their group, including Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, shit.
Because she's not Nazi enough anymore,
shit.
Apparently.
This is like...
For the ironically named House Freedom Caucus.
I don't understand. This is like the 1990 Chicago Bulls saying, listen, Jordan, we don't need you. Get out of here. Isn't Marjorie Taylor Greene their MVP of this Freedom Caucus? Mm. Isn't she the main event, the main Nazi? You can't fire the main Nazi.
This is from Politico. Tensions inside the conservative House Freedom Caucus have reached the point some members are floating the idea of purging colleagues from the group. At least two hardliners have discussed and proposed to the Freedom Caucus chair, Scott Perry, from Pennsylvania.
Yay!
Trying to boot members who no longer meet the group's standards, according to three Republicans with knowledge of the talks who spoke on condition of anonymity. Of course. And these are, then they go to say the lawmakers declined. So these are, they've got Congress people are ratting on other Republicans, but they declined to name who.
Right.
Not who they want to get rid of. They declined to name who wants to get rid of them.
What is Congress like? Are people just walking around with knives and you're just trying not, you're not turning your back on anybody because you never know.
From your own caucus.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Republican. Yeah.
God, Democrats, be careful. They're nuts.
While the members suggesting a purge did not specify the people they want to remove, they are signaling one target of any ejection push is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia.
I love all of this. Don't you love this?
Some in the Freedom Caucus have focused on Greene, who's become a close ally of Speaker Kevin McCarthy. To illustrate their fears that certain group members are too aligned with GOP leaders and too outwardly critical of the Freedom Caucus when it splits on certain issues.
I mean, is the Freedom Caucus going to run their own presidential candidate?
Oh, go ahead.
That would be great. This is Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz for president.
You know how I think the Freedom Caucus should run it? And I think it would work well for them, Thunderdome style. Like, if you want somebody out of the Freedom Caucus, you got to fight them.
Or she'll kick most of those old man's asses.
Yeah.
Old men's.
I'd watch that. I could watch Boebert beat the fuck out of Grassley. I wouldn't care.
So Politico talked to Scott Perry, who denied the removal request. So he admitted they happened.
Yes.
But said he denied them. He's not removing them.
Yes.
Yet the fact that he had to illustrates how the group continues to struggle with its identity. Since Trump left office.
The Freedom Caucus is just a group of legislators, right?
Yeah.
And how that
craziest.
And how that caucus operates isn't governed by anything. It's just how they operate their little club.
Right.
So they really could decide the way to get rid of members is by stabbing.
They may have self-imposed rules or whatever.
Maybe flogging. You flog the person.
Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Freedom Caucus member, said the speaker's race, there was some difference in opinion. The debt ceiling, there were differences of opinion, and we had to get 80% on any major issue that we take positions on. On some big issues, we've not been able to get there, he says.
Yeah, because you suck. You can't get there because your caucus is fucking bananas.
As for internal concerns about Greene, Norman said he's not suggesting pushing her out, but said she has been critical of us for a long time. Compounding that sentiment is the ugly floor fight this week between Greene and Boebert.
Damn!
Over their competing resolutions to impeach Biden. Margie is pissed that she took her idea.
That's right. But
Greene confirmed to a Daily Beast report that she called Boebert a little bitch on the House floor, telling reporters the story was impressively correct. She's proud that she called Boebert a little bitch on the floor.
That's right.
Of the House.
Good for everybody. The Freedom Caucus. Give it up for the Freedom Caucus, everybody. They're going to beat the shit out of each other. I thought they were going to fight Boebert in Greene when they were on con. I mean, it looked like they would get physical. Is this like the 1800s when you would have duels and shit like this? Are they this crazy?
Well, listen to Boebert trying to take the higher ground. It's really unfortunate that somebody communicated the conversation that took place on the floor.
Yes.
Because I was willing to walk away from people wanting to stir up unnecessary drama.
Right. You're trying to not stir up any unnecessary drama by introducing a motion or whatever to impeach Biden for what he's done to the border.
She criticized reporters for focusing on pettiness rather than her impeachment proposal.
Which?
I didn't leave my four kids and now my grandson to come up here and have catfights and just get into squabbles.
Is that Boebert or,
this is Boebert.
Or Greene?
Okay. Boebert trying to take the high road.
God damn.
In the dumpster. She's climbing up on the vomit and the rat shit.
Yeah.
To try to get to the top.
Hey, Boebert, you're being disingenuous. you did this to stick it to your colleague, Marjorie. You did this out of spite. This isn't coming from a real, like, place. Like, you're not trying to make the country better. You're trying to get at your friend.
Green said, we need to really get down to a more realistic level of thinking. I'm just as conservative as they are. There's conservative fantasies and there's reality. That's the best way to say it.
That's the best way to say it. And now I'm going to beat the shit out of her. You know they're going to... They already got physical, though, right? Didn't they get physical in a bathroom?
Allegedly, yeah.
We didn't see it, but you could hear it.
Some of the members who confirmed the ouster discussion said certain lawmakers hold back during weekly Freedom Caucus meetings, fearing that other conservatives in attendance will tell McCarthy and his allies about any talk that the GOP leadership won't like.
Oh, the Vipers! The Vipers! The Long Knives! God, what it must be to be in the Republican House!
So the leeriness has created cliques within the group itself. Byron Donalds from Florida, one member said, there are frustrations.
Yeah.
To others in the group, it's more binary. You're co-opted by leadership or you're not. Co-opted.
Yeah.
God, Republicans.
You guys are lit, man. You guys are fucking crazy. Trash. Literally, you have these Freedom Caucus meetings, and I bet people have knives because they don't know who's going to get jumped. I'm not kidding. I mean, hey, Jack.
Trash.
Jack Smith, surely you're looking up and see what Boebert had to do with the insurrection. What fucking, what's her face? MTG. You know they were all deep in that. Find that out. My God. What is this GOP? They're crazy. Gangs, little factions.
Oh, yeah, batshit.
This is a good time to vote them out. They're weak and stupid because they're all segmented. You know?
This is for Faithless Friday. I found a great Christopher Hitchens quote.
Oh, okay.
The late, great Christopher Hitchens.
How you can justify... Why don't you take something away that gives meaning to 95% of the American people and replace it with something that gives meaning to just 5% of the American people?
So this is a question that is asked
I love this question.
By the audience. How can you demean and want to take away something that means something to 95%?
Oh, you know what? You know how I can do that? Because I want to roast in hell, baby!
Here's Christopher Hitchens.
Ha! Well, what an incredibly stupid question. First,
yes.
I said repeatedly that this stuff cannot be taken away from people. It is their favorite toy, and it will remain so, as Freud said, as long as we're afraid of death. Second, I hope I've made it clear that I'm perfectly happy for people to have these toys and to play with them at home and hug them to themselves and so on and share them with other people who come around and play with the toys. So that's absolutely fine. They are not to make me play with these toys. I will not play with the toys. Don't bring the toys to my house. Don't say, my children must play with these toys. Enough with clerical and religious bullying and intimidation. Is that finally clear? Have I got that across? Thank you.
That's the position that we have. Worship whatever you want.
Right, right.
Keep it out of our fucking laws. Don't teach force children in public schools into your indoctrination.
Yes.
Which is an incredibly stupid question.
But yeah, it is, and it's a weird question.
In this column,
you're replacing it with...
How do you justify taking something that 95% of the people feel comfort with?
I can't take anything that does... If it doesn't exist, how do I take it? You know?
And again, go be comforted with it. We rock on.
I'm not taking God from you, because that's impossible. Because there's no fucking God. How do I take that?
This is good news.
Yes.
Let me see if this is the story. I have to click out of a ad blocker thing.
Right.
Federal appeals court has rejected an appeal from a K through 12 Christian school in Colorado. Yes. So it's good news.
Right.
Accused of wrongfully filing. Oh, this is the question I talked. Oh, no, it's a different one. Firing a Bible teacher because he addressed alleged incidents of racism at a student gathering. They fired him.
They fired him for addressing racism.
The Tenth Circuit rejected the petition for rehearing from the Faith Bible Christian International. The decision allows former chaplain Greg Tucker to proceed with his lawsuit against the school. Tucker served as the school's chaplain and Bible teacher.
Yes.
Working there for over 17 years. In January 2018, he led a chapel service on race that the school believes became too political. The legal team representing the school contends that Tucker handled the ensuing conflict that arose from the service in a way that undermined the trust parents and the school had in him. So he probably said, racism is bad, y'all. And they were like, oh my God.
They don't like, they want to say racism is bad, but we're not racist.
How dare you teach our children that they're bad and evil?
Yes, they can't deal with that. They can't fucking deal with it.
Well, we're saying racism is bad and evil. How dare you teach the children that their parents are evil? Right, that we really said racism is evil.
That must be where it comes from, right?
Yeah,
they don't 100%. Want that. Sorry, your kids are going to go to school and learn that you fucking suck.
So he filed a complaint against the school, accusing the school of violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 in Colorado law, claiming his firing had to do with his decision to talk about incidents of racism.
Yes.
And that's it.
We're afraid.
And they didn't like it.
Right.
So the 10th Circuit upheld the lower court decision.
Damn.
Rejected Faith Christian's request for an immediate appeal.
Right.
So we'll see if they go to SCOTUS. They probably will. But hopefully SCOTUS
won't
even
scary.
Pick it up.
Yeah, hopefully everybody's back from their vacations, fishing, going to their sex clubs, and wherever the fuck you guys are going.
Well, this one, you notice, it's not gay. It's racism. So they might be a little more...
Right.
Open to that because race is a protected class.
That's true. That's true. So they might begrudgingly do the right thing.
Right.
We have no choice.
Not Clarence Thomas. He'll still vote it down.
Yeah, he's like, fuck that shit. Hey, what were you and Jenny doing on the insurrection day? Surely Jack Smith has talked to Jenny.
Drinking? Celebrating?
Having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they were... Having some scotch with Rudy.
Do you think light a candle?
No, don't light a candle.
No!
Don't light the candle.
We've decompressed. And we've fucking been vaporized by Rudy.
Certainly don't let Rudy in a sub.
Yeah, yeah. Leave him down there. It's the only place he's safe. We've got a sonar anomaly. All these fish just instantly died.
Got some other Jesus-y stories. We talked about this offline too. Over 5,000 Methodist congregations are departing over debates on sexuality and gender. Basically, there's a big schism going on in the Methodist Church, where the asshole anti-gay homophobes,
right,
lunatics, are breaking off because other parts of the church are saying, let gay people get married. Let gay people be ministers.
Hey, good for the Methodists. There's some people that are progressing. That's nice.
Yeah.
There must be a similar schism going on with the Southern Baptists and the Assemblies of God.
Meanwhile,
and the Pentecostal, right?
Meanwhile, I think we talked about this offline also in the same convo.
Crab diving offline.
That I read something about, I think it was the Southern Baptist conference. Is that what they call it? Southern Baptist Convention?
I think so.
Convention.
Fuck you.
Voted recently. I'm trying to look up the story.
Yeah. The Southern.
Oh, yeah. That literally voted just last week.
Yes.
At their annual meeting. to uphold the expulsion of two churches that were led by female pastors.
Holy fucking shit. Well, that makes sense with these fucks, because these fucks hate abortion, they hate choice, and that's the thing they love. You know what I mean? Like, that is their thing. So there's no fucking
way. They upheld it.
Dude, there's their anti-woman. I mean, there's no way around that.
The move to expel the churches has been contentious. Within the SBC, the votes were not unanimous. About 8% of the members voted in favor of keeping Fern Creek, 11 in favor of Saddleback. Those are two of the churches.
So wait. What were the people?
What was the difference between the two for some reason?
That voted in support.
Only 8% and 11%. Make it sound like it's some contentious.
They don't even give a fuck. 8% means 92% voted the wrong way, right?
SBC President Bart Barber. I'm willing to say future.
Yes.
Future diddler investigation, probably.
Yeah. We'll be playing your clips.
We are shaped by what we read in the New Testament and Southern Baptists, just as we said in the year 2000 when we last amended the Baptist faith and message. We've reiterated that over the course of this meeting that we believe that the office of pastor is limited to men as qualified by Scripture.
Crazy. Are you from the fucking 50s?
Yeah, 18, 17, 16, you know, 50s. It's gleefully funny. They'd go back.
They love it. Why are all these people giving them their money donated to these dumb fucking churches?
Because they think they're going to get into heaven that way.
Evil, chauvinistic, sexist fuck sticks.
They think they can show up on Sunday, pretend to be a decent person, throw some money in a bucket, and, you know, they're going to get filleted by angels for all of eternity.
Right, and they don't want to fuck that up by having some woman do the sermon. I can't stand that.
Right.
Fuck that. What difference does it make? You know what's weird about this is the Southern Baptists aren't like the Catholics. The Catholics think that only the Pope can talk to God or the priest or whatever.
Well, not necessarily, but yeah.
Okay, so that's
they have a more direct line.
But normal people like us, we can't talk to God.
No, you can.
Oh, well, never mind then.
It's just that, you know, God, if you want to turn a piece of bread into a hunk of flesh, you have to go through the special magic training.
Oh, I'm
you
sorry.
You have to go to Hogwarts of Catholicism and learn your magic spells.
Goonga Galunga. That's from Caddyshack, actually. Not.
They, what time? Oh, look at the time flying. We'll be back Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Live.
Unless Jesus returns and we all get sucked into heaven or we're in hell roasting.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Bring s'mores, everybody. You know where we will be.
Jesus came back to the flat earth. Fuck you.
There's a story that says the prosecutors struggled over Trump's motivation for keeping the documents until they heard the tapes.
That's right. Those tapes of him saying when he was running for president back in 2016, we're going to change how people look at these documents. If you fuck up a top secret document, we're going to execute you. Or whatever the fuck he said.
Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk brawl could bring in over $1 billion.
Elon, he's going to kill you. Mark Zuckerberg, I guarantee you, probably exercises and works out more than you.
It's not going to happen.
And probably does dumb like jujitsu.
Not going to happen.
You look all oafy, Elon. You don't even look like you can open a door without tripping over your own feet. You know what I mean? Mark Zuckerberg windsurfs. He's a rich guy that sits around and takes karate lessons all day and probably does like Pilates and bullshit. You're just a dumb fuck stick.
Also, we've got,
you know what I mean? Doesn't Mark Zuckerberg seem like the guy that exercises and has a chef and then takes weird like fucking martial arts?
Yeah.
Elon doesn't seem like that guy.
No, he even said the only exercise he gets is when he lifts his kids up.
Oh. What's his kid's name like?
XL73529.
Molecule and pie over here.
Also, I've got a Jesus-y story here.
Okay.
This is a church that, you know, maybe some of us could get behind.
Yes.
A motley assemblage of army veterans, yogis, and psychonauts.
Yes.
Are mingling in April. This last April, I guess, in the garden of a luxury property just outside Austin, Texas, on the hottest day of the year in the state. Some 350 people were there to dance to ambient music and celebrate a unique new religious congregation.
Yes.
That worships with a psychedelic sacrament. One they claim to have created themselves by crossbreeding magic mushrooms with hallucinogenic toad venom. Welcome to the Church of Psilomethoxin.
Well, listen, finally there's a religion that has my attention.
There we go.
I want to see this.
This picture looks like what happened in Guyana, except they're not dead. It's people all laying in the grass.
Can't you just do that?
Tripping.
At home?
Doesn't it look like Jim Jones?
It does.
The picture of the bodies?
It does.
But it's just everybody's tripping.
What? Wait, it's mushrooms fused with?
Toad venom.
How do they fuse it?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. They all came. The co-founder, Ian Benoit.
Ian?
Former former U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter pilot turned psychedelic medicine facilitator.
Oh, wow. Facilitator? Or what we would call, in the, you know, a drug dealer.
So they use the powerful drug 5-MeO-DMT.
Yes. The toad venom, right?
Without the earth-shattering and ego-destroying trip it usually entails, it has an incredible release factor for people with trauma. But not everyone is ready for the deep dive, says Benoit.
Oh, okay.
He and others are on a mission to abate the veteran suicide crisis with psychedelics. They believe that the synthetic, all these letters and numbers,
yes.
Or its natural version in the form of BUFO, B-U-F-O.
What? Okay.
Which is derived from the venom of a sonoran toad.
Fuck these poisonous toads, though.
Can help.
Venomous.
As many as 1,000 veterans have already smoked this psychedelic drug, according to Benoit.
You smoke it?
Who is an advisor for the Mission Within, which is a retreat for veterans, a psychedelic retreat for veterans suffering from PTSD and other mental health conditions. I wholeheartedly support
this. Yeah, this is awesome. I will say this. I would be nervous to be at a retreat with a bunch of people that have never done any psychedelics, and all of a sudden, you're hitting them with whatever the fuck this is, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, everybody's freaking out at the retreat, I guess. Oh, my God.
So... the compound that they're looking at is a synthesized. Early 2021, Benoit was trawling the internet looking for leads on how to create a milder and long lasting version of BUFO. That's the toad venom.
Yeah,
he soon discovered what he described as the sacred treasure map, courtesy of pioneering chemist Alexander Shulgin, the man who first synthesized MDMA.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Okay.
In a 2005 interview, Shulgin was asked why his encyclopedic drugs book had left out a mysterious psychedelic known as psilomethoxin. Shulgin said the compound would be fascinating to explore, but it remained virtually unknown.
Right.
So that's what this guy now. Experimental chemist at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. First synthesized it in 1965 after extracting it from a Mexican vanilla orchid.
How would you know to do that? A flower? Shit, man. You know, these toads, they're actually ranches where these toads are raised. And I heard this on NPR. In fact, the problem with these toad ranches, with these venomous toads, wolves and coyotes. Break into these ranches and we'll eat these fuckers.
Oh, Shulgin is the guy that figured out that you could sprinkle spores on cow shit and come out with the fun mushrooms, out with psychedelics.
Good job, Shulman.
This new psychedelic compound was born.
Yeah.
At the Texas frat house where Benoit and his brethren congregate, they have several Sonoran toads living in a tank.
Sonoran. Well, see, they're ranches with these fucking things, though. They've only got toads in a tank. There are people with a lot more toads.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to... The environmental impact of these venomous toads, having them all in the same place so you can raise them to milk their... I don't know how you get the fucking venom out of them. I mean,
didn't record any scientific evidence about the hybrid drug beyond slightly refining their elementary recipe. Instead of commissioning lab tests on animals or on humans with a control group, Benoit and his buddies followed in the full footsteps of those who first discovered the drug in the toad. They experimented it with themselves.
Yes.
Eating progressively larger doses of the mushrooms, which they refer to as the fruiting bodies, to see what would happen.
Wait, how do you get the shit out of the toad? How do you get that?
One guy says, it was the most beautiful experience I ever had.
Holy shit. Venomous toad. How does a toad...
What they did was, he figured out that if you sprinkle some of this... sprinkle some of this toad juice... on the cow shit that has spores in it, you come out with this hybrid.
A mushroom.
Form of chemical.
Not necessarily a mushroom.
But it is a mushroom.
It's
yeah,
a mushroom.
The mushroom grows
fused
it, but it's
the venom of the toad.
Right, some kind of hybrid.
I'm asking this because there are people listening that are gonna go do this, and so we should at least put it out there.
Don't do this.
You gotta have somebody else do it. How do you get
go to this dude's church and
how do you get the venom out of the toad is what people want to know.
By dinner. First, maybe a little movie, maybe some dancing.
Well, these venomous toads, how do they get you?
What do you mean?
They bite you? They don't have teeth?
No, you lick them. The venom is on the toad's skin, usually, to prevent predators from eating them.
Well, they don't know it's poisonous until they're chomp, chomp, chomping away, and they're like,
ew. Yeah, it's not the best system, but it'll prevent, like, another toad from giving its life after a coyote tries to eat some toad and trips its balls off.
And then dies.
You know, I don't think they die.
They don't die. This is a bad defense
mechanism.
They may not. You're making people want to have a thing that's in your skin or other animals, maybe. We don't know how maybe you just squeeze it out of them.
Once Benoit and his compadres were satisfied it was safe to consume, meanwhile, by taking it themselves in various doses, he said they offered microdoses to the public while walking around events like South by Southwest and invited people to join the church for an annual fee of $55.
That's it? And you get endless supplies of...
One of the church's first members says it's like an antidepressant for him. Tones down the chatter in my head, makes me more aware of my body.
Does it make you see shit?
Listen, if he's microdosing... actually, I don't care if it's psychosomatic. It works.
Yes.
I'm all for it.
Right. I mean, you know, it's better than Prozac and lithium.
The church has more than 1,750 members.
Shit.
The sacrament... is now produced in Michigan and sent to Mexico to be produced into chocolate. And then capsules back in Austin and gummies are made in California.
Okay, where do I get this sacrament?
Members,
join the church.
Around 1 in 10 of whom are U.S. veterans, pay $300 for a 6-month supply of daily microdoses.
Damn.
Which equates to 28 grams.
Right.
And would also be enough for about 10 medium strength trips, just if you're doing the math.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go. There's a religion I can get behind.
Jeez.
The Church of Psilomethoxin.
See, religion. See, Southern Baptists. Do this. You don't even want to let...
Help people. Help,
listen,
help
man,
vets.
This church is taking shit they found in a toad and giving it to people to help their depression. You don't want women to lead church services.
Right. Exactly.
You're no help. In fact, you're not help.
I think we only got a couple of minutes left, but this will show you what This is insane.
Yeah.
In Connecticut. There are this guy. It was among some that has happened in other states where they've passed these resolutions in some Northeast states to obviously posthumously exonerate all of the witches that were burned.
They're just now getting around.
They're like, sorry.
Exonerating them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we're
my
sorry.
Fucking God.
Sorry you got burned 400 years ago.
almost. God, it sucked my dick, a ghost of one of those.
But get this. There are some Republicans who don't want...
They're glad they're burned.
...to pass the law.
Oh, shut up. You're kidding me. Because why? They were witches? Fuck that.
One of them said he took issue with the vague wording of the bill wants more information about the crimes related to witchcraft. And what exactly are you exonerating them for?
Yeah, he's saying maybe they should have been burned. That's what he's saying with that, right?
And this is Connecticut, yeah.
Connecticut? What kind of crazy fucks are... I don't know what goes on.
Connecticut's bill was largely product of a campaign by a group of historians and descendants of convicted witches seeking closure. These people, many of whom testified in favor of the bill during a public hearing, still feel a sense of injustice for their ancestors who were wrongly convicted.
And burned some of them.
There's a lot of families that want closure, even though this happened back in the mid-1600s. That kind of reconciliation is important because there are still families right here in Connecticut that are hurting from this, says one of the people that... you know, want this passed.
Yeah, yeah, and you can't do enough to make this right. You can't ever make it right. Just think about it. Getting burned because someone thinks you're a witch?
Right. One person says, no secret what happened 300 plus years ago was because the women were women and they were being targeted. When men are in control, they use their means to try to take away the rights of women. It was prevalent then. It remains prevalent now.
Right, right.
So many of the accused were targeted for being independent women. One Democrat said some of the accused were women who simply dressed differently or were too assertive.
Yeah.
It wasn't about witchcraft. This was about women's rights and justice.
Yeah.
But there are those who question the values of these kind of symbolic gestures.
Yes, because you know, they're worried about this. We don't want to have to give any reparations. They don't want to go back in history and right the wrongs of their white ancestors, right? Is that what they think this is?
Because they're going to Greg Locke's service on the weekend, and he's telling the witches are here and they're real.
That's right.
I don't want to piss off their drooling constituents.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Who still hate witches?
They think, how dare you? They were witches. How dare you pardon them?
We're so stupid.
We should have more witch trials, not fewer.
We are so idiotic.
Hillary. We got to get out of here. Oh, real quick. Thanks for listening. We're back next week. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, witches. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.